We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We are starting by the two dots, approximately 6-7 lines from the top. It said in the Mishnah that Hoyeshachad Behitis is Rosh, which means you didn't try to knock off the head at one shot without going back and forth. It just came off. Now you're not sure, was that called a Derusa or not? Was that Hadrasa or not? So it depends. The Mishnah says that you look how long the knife is. If the knife is long, Malei Tzavar, it's Ksheira. What does that mean exactly? The knife has to have a length of the neck, the width of the neck, plus a little bit. How much is that chutz l'tzava? A boy lehu molei tzava of a chutz l'tzava kumloi tzava. Definitely trade tzavari. The Rav Zeira means to say is you need the length of the neck, the length of the knife to be the width of the neck plus another width of the neck, double, and that makes that's like two revolutions. It's like moilech maybe because the first time is the moilech and the second moilech is the maybe. Then it's that'll be pshat. Which enough to have a little bit more, that's already a little bit of a moilech maybe, and that would be enough, since I know I didn't press down, it would not be called hadrasa. Tashima, it says weiter in the Mishnah, you're cutting two heads, and they both came off easily, without going, coming back, we're just going one direction. Now what does it mean, molei tzav echad? My molei tzav echad, ilu molei tzav echad v'sula, just one width of a neck. Hashto behema achas bina molei tzav v'chutz tzav. By one behema, we said, Rav Zeira says, you need a molei tzav v'chutz tzav. So v'shtei behema sagila v'hu molei tzav echad, it's enough, the total knife is one width of a neck. Ela pshita, what does that mean? Molei tzav v'chutz shnei tzavarim. You need a full width of a neck, more than the two necks. So shmamino, molei tzava, chutz tzava, shmamino. So you see even here, you need a width of a neck in order that the knife should be a kosher knife, which means basically it has to be that length, and this way you could be sure that it's not, if you didn't press down, that it was not called hadrasa. The top toys actually speaks out, look at top toys, chutz tzava, molei tzava, look at the chor nira, shacharach l'hoylech kolos in molei tzava, shachutz tzava. He said, Pashas, I would think, you have to, the knife has to go the entire length of the knife. So it says, Miu Nira, the Ein Tzarech, you don't need it. You have to hold the shecht calmly, without pressing down. But it has to have its length. Without this length, we are worried, maybe you push down. But there is a possibility of such a sharp knife that we'll be able to cut, especially with the oif, let's say. It's very possible that all this amount will get cut, even just by one revolution, just one pushing, one not pushing down, one going back or forth, you know, one direction. It's very possible. You have to have the length of two neck lengths in order that you should be able to cut berevach without feeling you have to press down. So the Gemara, I have to explain the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this whole shaila of hadrasa, and you have a small knife, is only when you only went one direction. You didn't go back and forth. So then, if you knocked it off with just a small knife, it must have been you pressed down. Medvam went on shahayel v'hevi, or behel v'hevi, even a small knife, like an ismol, a tiny little razor blade, that's kosher, if you go back and forth. Amrav v'nasha, be'ismol she'en le'kanayim. It's about a razor blade that does not have karnayim. Rashi says that the derech was, a lot of times they had these small blades, they made a design on top of it. Let's say a little something jutting out on top of it. And we're worried that if it had that design, so you maybe, when you were shechting, you went into the neck a little bit, and then as you were going forward, one of the tops, it went somehow under the simanim, and the top of this design nicked and caught one of the simanim and cut it. And that's either a chalada or like a problem of nekuva saveshet. So therefore, it should not have, it should be smooth on both sides, this ismol, this small little ismol. Because such a small thing, when I buy a big knife, there's no chance it's going in. It's a big knife. But a small little razor blade, it's very possible it will go in and then hit it from the wrong direction and hit it with the thing that's jutting out on top. So the ismol ain't like karnayim. Only of Achav Reid Rav Avraham Nasha, Machtamai. What about doing a shechita with a needle? Amalei, Machta Mivzabaza. A Machta that can't cut, it just pokes. And it's kireya, and it rips. It's not called chaytech, it's not called cutting, and that will not be a good shechita with a needle. But what about a machto de ush kapi mai, which is a needle used by a shoemaker. Such a needle, so it's two pshatim in the achroinim, like the sichas chulin, had a tie to what it looks like. Either it has a wide tip, and that could be almost like a knife. It's not a pointy tip, it's a wide tip. Or since the sides are smooth, maybe it will shecht with the sides of it, of this needle. We'll go with the first shot that it's a wide end, this machta, the ushkapi, the shoemaker's machta. What's the halacha? Amalei, tanina, for the koshu. As long as any type of a razor at the bottom, and the koshu is enough. My lav, machta, the ushkapi. So we're like Isbel. It doesn't mean a machta, the ushkapi. It means an Isbel, which means a small razor blade. Isbel, behadik tani lu, la. By a Isbel, it says mafurish. You don't tell me now that koshu means a Isbel. It says the Mishnah Isbel. It says, avam hoylech vahevi, afilu koshu, afilu b'Isbel k'sheira. So it sounds like Isbel is something else than the koshu. So it sounds like koshu is being marred by this type of needle, the needle of the shoemaker. So he's more, no, prushik on farish. My koshu Isbel. What's a koshu? It's Isbel. And I'll bring you right to that. How can I have a stavro? This if it's talking about this this shoemaker's needle, hashda machta doshkubi sharia Isbel boy. If koshu meant a machta doshkubi, why was he afterwards Isbel? A fill Isbel? If that's good, of course Isbel's good. So it's a raya. It's a raya that it means taka machta doshkubi. So the Gemara, no, Isbel srichale. I'll tell you why it have to be say Isbel. Maybe really. We bring a ride that we bring a ride that's a mafarish, because if it was then a feel of Isbel is not a big chiddush. So obviously it means mafarish. That's what we bring a ride to. Mora says no, it does not mean mafarish. It means machta the ushkapi plus Isbel. Aye, what's the chiddush of Isbel? Isbel is srichalei zagnar. I mean a ligzer Isbel shein lekanayim. Otu Isbel sheyesha kanayim. Since we know sometimes the Isbel has a kanayim, maybe we goizer otu yesha kanayim. Kamash v'lo, you're not being goizer. You're not goizer otu Isbel sheyesh lekanayim. That's the chiddush. You're not goizer otu that. And but by etzim you could say we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. We're not sure still. Now it's like a basically not a pshitus in the Shai. We don't want to riot one way or another. Either koshu it means the mach the ush could be Isbel means Isbel, or it's mafarish. We don't riot either way. So we're still basically blabbing a little bit with a shiloh, exactly if the din of this type of needle will be good for a shchita. So, the Mishnah, new Mishnah, shmak a sugya of kavana of a shchita, which goes till the next Mishnah, basically. So, the Mishnah, noflo sakin v'shachta. A sakin fell down, fell off the shelf. It was sitting on the shelf, the truck drove by and it shook the house, and the sakin fell off the shelf, and it made a beautiful shchita. It's definitely possible. Kuliyam no cholkim. Shenema v'zevachto v'achalta v'shetazveach atoichenikoyach adam. You need a person to shecht and eat. The person who eats, he shechts. It has to be mikoyach adam. V'zevachto v'achalta v'shetazveach atoich. What you shecht, you eat. This fell off the roof, fell off the shelf. That's not called shechita mikoyach adam. It's definitely not a good shechita. But the Gemara makes a deal like this. Taima the nafla. It's only because it fell off the shelf. So there was no koyach adam. Let's say ha pila. Let's say someone got angry and he took the knife, he threw it off the roof, and it lands perfectly on an animal and shechs it. What's the halacha then? It's a koyach adam, but there's zero kavana here. So what's the halacha? It's mashma on the Mishnah, dafka because it fell off the shelf. If someone threw it, it would be good shechita, it would be kuvah zavachta. Ha pila hu kseru, v'avgal mechavin. So it's clearly in the Mishnah, you don't need kavana. Man tana d'loy bein kavana l'shchita. Who's the tana holds you don't need kavana l'shchita? I'm a rabbi Rav Nosani. This Mishnah is going to Rav Nosani. It's a stam Mishnah like Rav Nosani. The Tani Oishaya is the era of the Mechavriya. Because Oishaya is the era from the Chavraya. So Rashi has two pshat on a taich. Either it means Oishaya was the smallest from the yeshiva. But he says, Lee Nira, he doesn't seem to like that pshat so good. We wouldn't call him that. You don't call him like the smallest guy in yeshiva. He was the small Oishaya. It must have been short, maybe. And he was from the Chavrai, from the Bnei Yeshiva. You know, Oishia the Zira. So Tony Oishia Zira the Ben Chavrai. When he was youngest, the Oishia Zira the Ben Chavrai. It makes more sense. Not short. He was the youngest from the Olam. Not that he was the smallest. He was the youngest in the Olam. Is Anche Zira? He was the young Oishia the Ben Chavrai from the Yeshiva. So he Rava says it's Rav Nosson because Oishia Zira the Ben Chavrai has a brice like this. Zorak sak, and someone threw a knife. He wanted to have dart practice, throwing it into the wall. Zorak sak, and now it's a bekoizel. V'holcha v'shachta kedarka, Rav Nosson machshav, v'cham v'poistam. Rav Nosson holds kosher, v'cham holds posel. So, who tani lo avu omu lo halocha ka Rav Nosson. And he passed like Rav Nosson. Rava brought down this brice, and he paskined like Rav Nosson. Or Rava brought down this tani oishia that he passed like Rav Nosson. In any case, Rava says, our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah like Rav Nosson. Our Mishnah is established like Rav Nosson, and we pass like Rav Nosson, according to Rav and Rav Oshia, that Rav Nosson holds that if you throw the knife down, even Shaloi Bekavana Shechita, that's a good Shechita.
Will you set up the case?
Yeah. Right.
If it fell off the guy's hand.
Nope. It fell, it's not Kukar Adam also. Not Kukar. Hapila, has to be, he threw it down. If he just fell off his hand, the same thing falling off a shelf. He's just a shelf.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh, no. If he has cut off his hand, then it is. So he said it fell off his hand.
No, truck, he
that's not cool. So it depends. If it's Kukar Adam, if he moved his hand, then it's Kukar Adam. If he didn't, just fell off his hand, then the same thing like falling off the shelf. Sometimes a person can be a shelf. We have him zvacha, maisa itztava. Sometimes a person can be like just a shelf. It's possible. Whatever the case is, if you see the case. That's why I give the case in a more contrast type case. This way we have no shilas. Either falling off the shelf, or if he threw it down off the roof. They threw off the roof. He was not planning. He's planning on throwing it in the garbage can. And landed up on shechting, or he threw it at a wall. And landed on shechting, that's Rav Nosson's chiddush, that it is a good shechita. So basically, Rav is saying, the Aron Mishnah says, you don't need kavana in a shechita. So Mara's kasha is, V'am Rav HaKadazim. Rav has said this once already, that we pass like Rav Nosson. So what do you need? What if to point out that the Stam is like Rav Nosson? He already said that he already learned the Mishnah like Rav Nosson. Which Mishnah? The first Mishnah, the Tanan. V'kulon sheshachtu v'achem ra'inai son. It says in the first Mishnah that cheresh shayta v'katan cannot do a shechita. But if they did a shechita and someone was watching them, shechitasam k'sher, the shechita is kasha. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, who is Mashma, that if someone else watches the Katan or the Cheresh, it's a good Shechita. Because even though there's no Kavana, because they can't have Kavana of Shechita, they don't have Das for that. But since it's a Maisa Adam, it's a good Shechita. That's Rav Nosson. So why are you two Mishnayis, and even more, what do you Rav to point out that there's two Mishnayis like Rav Nosson? I get the idea. We pass like Rav Nosson. So Gemara Tzricha. Did Mashmina Hasam. Mice in the first Mishnah is a Maila. As much as he has no das, he doesn't know the Hilcha Shechita, he doesn't know Chap Shechita, but he's doing a Maisa Chaticha, he's trying to cut something. You're not trying to cut something, you're trying to throw it in the garbage, or throw it against the wall, you're not trying to cut anything, maybe it's worse. If here we threw it down, at least it's coming from a bendas. It's a koyach adam of bendas. So the ma'isa doesn't come from koyach bendas. Maybe we would not be passing the Rav Nosson case. Tzricha that even then we pass the Rav Nosson. The bottom line is Rav Nosson shita is you don't need kavana and you don't need kavanas chatich even. All you need is a shchitam and koyach adam. That's sufficient. Both you don't need. You don't need das bnei adam, a kavana, and you don't need the das to do a chaticha. It's enough. It's coming mekoyach ben adam. That's enough. So that is machlokes Rav Nosson and the Rabbanon and the two stam mishnayos like Rav Nosson.